This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition. First of 16 straight fantasy football podcasts focusing specifically on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game and their opponent from a fantasy perspective only over the next 16 weeks. It is presented to you by Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Brandon Legal Group buys the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. That includes our next sold-out event, Todd Wright Tour XXI, Todd Wright Tour 21, at the Eagles Golf Club. Later this month, it is our annual NFL-themed event, where the better you make choices against the spread with the NFL games taking place while you're on the golf course, the better your golf score magically becomes when you come off the golf course. Brandon Legal Group playing in that event again this year. They are a full service law firm, and you can call anytime for a free consult at 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Again, remember, full service law firm. There are certain law firms that go out of their way to tell you what they specialize in. If you suddenly find yourself in a situation where you feel you need legal advice and legal assistance, Brandon Legal Group offers you a full service law firm. And you do not need to live nor work nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Second year in a row that Brandon Legal Group has been the presenting sponsor of this very unique Buccaneer-themed podcast. There are a lot of Buccaneer podcasts out there. As far as I know, myself and Brandon Legal Group are the only ones to present you with a weekly focus from a fantasy perspective only on the Bucs and their opponent. That's all we do in the Bucs Bulletin. And we will do it every week for these first 16 weeks of the season, just like we did last year. Come week 17, your season-long fantasy league is still playing in week 17. Fire your commissioner. Change leagues. I've been saying it all along. There's no reason to play season-long fantasy football in week 17. Daily is another story because you can eliminate the players that you know are sitting on the teams you know that have nothing to play for. All right, speaking of daily, let's just start there. Because I'm going to reiterate some things I said on the previous edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And for those of you that want fantasy information on all 32 teams all the time, please subscribe to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented by Hooters, and it is a separate podcast from this one. It is the original. This is a spinoff specific to the Bucks matchup over the next 16 weeks. In DFS, based on DraftKings pricing for all quarterbacks in all games starting Thursday night with Packers-Bears through every game on Sunday and through both Monday night games, it is very interesting to me that only two quarterbacks are priced higher than Jameis Winston this week. Patrick Mahomes, QB1 in virtually every fantasy football draft done on planet Earth this year. Deshaun Watson is number two. Also, Deshaun Watson in most drafts seemed to go before Aaron Rodgers this year. But for this week, QB3, according to DraftKings, based on their scoring system and their schematics, is Jameis Winston. Even $100 higher than Aaron Rodgers at $6,500. Even $200 higher than Baker Mayfield at $6,400. And Drew Brees at $6,400. I find that very interesting because I don't think the Niners have much talent. And what talent they do have is on the defensive side of the ball. And we've seen that, you know, Dirk Cutter protected Jameis Winston literally with a lot of max protect packages. This allowed him more time to make decisions and go through his progressions to throw downfield and to keep him upright. Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich are not going to do that. And we saw that on display 2 weeks ago in a brutal first half of football against the Cleveland Browns. It seems like virtually any team at will can blitz Jameis Winston and get there fast. It's just a matter of how does that defensive coordinator feel about blitzing. Some are opposed to it. Some obviously love to do it and love any reason to do it. But for what it's worth, DraftKings thinks Jameis Winston is a play this week. Now, one of the things I said on the previous edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast was, I don't feel I need to answer lineup questions for a lot of people in week one because you drafted your lineup. If you picked a running back in the first round, he is your RB1 this week. If you picked a wide receiver in the second round after that running back, he is your wide receiver one this week. You go down your draft board, and whoever you picked in the first round in your starting lineup, whoever you picked in the second round in your starting lineup, whoever picked in the third round in your starting lineup, and on and on and on until you fill the lineup. And then if you do have an overall flex position, then it's the player that doesn't have a place to start at his position, and then he goes into the flex. To me, it's very simple. Otherwise, why the hell did you draft these people? And it wasn't like you were drafting Golden Tate, who's going to miss games, Kareem Hunt, who's going to miss games, or Melvin Gordon, who's going to miss games, in the first few rounds. So to me, you draft your starting lineup for at least week one, barring an odd circumstance, untimely injury, or something else. I think taking your QB2 or your wide receiver 4 or your running back 3 and elevating them into your week one starting lineup is too cute. It also tells me that you didn't put a lot of thought into the actual drafting of your team if you're already benching the guys you took in the early rounds that are projected starters. Now, that flies in the face of the DraftKings Jameis Winston pricing that has him higher than Aaron Rodgers, higher than Drew Brees, higher than Baker Mayfield. Rodgers, Brees, Mayfield really comprise the top 5 quarterbacks, and of course we've already said DraftKings has assigned their highest value to Patrick Mahomes and their second highest value to Deshaun Watson. So I'm just offering you the information. I have heard about people who drafted Jameis Winston as their backup quarterback who are actually thinking of playing him in week one. DraftKings clearly thinks you're on to something. I'm just saying I don't do this. For example, in my foundation league, I drafted Baker Mayfield as my first quarterback. He's my starting quarterback in week one. I drafted Devontae Adams in the first round and Adam Thielen in the third round. They're my two starting receivers in week one. I drafted Ezekiel Elliott because he fell into my lap at 13, and obviously now I'm starting him. I need to start another running back, so I'll start Josh Jacobs. I always also like having players on Monday night to make that final push to win rather than sitting stagnant while my opponent might have players on Monday night. Jacobs goes in the latest game on Monday night. I drafted him as my RB2. He is my RB2 for week one. Sony Michel will sit this week. And then I have to play wide receiver, tight end, flex. I have Josh Gordon to pick from and Hunter Henry to pick from, depending if I want to go wide receiver or tight end in that wide receiver, tight end, flex. But again, just giving you the information on DraftKings and their pricing of Jameis Winston for this week one matchup. Beyond that, many of you drafted Mike Evans to be either your wide receiver one or wide receiver two. Again, going with my philosophy, if you drafted him to be that, then you're playing him this week. Many were high on Chris Godwin as a wide receiver two. Then you're playing him as your wide receiver two this week. OJ Howard, let's see, DraftKings, because there are two of the top four tight ends, according to DraftKings this week, based on their scoring model. Although Howard is a distant fourth, he's still fourth. So if you are in a mandatory tight end league, which I claim are outdated, but if you invested in OJ Howard, you're playing him this week. He's ranked fourth. George Kittle of the Niners, really, to me, their only fantasy play in week one. And it has nothing to do with the matchup. It's just the Niners suck. George Kittle, DraftKings ranks as number two in tight ends behind Kelce, but ahead of Ertz. I personally like Ertz more than Kittle this week, but I like Ertz more than Kittle in general. I think the fascination of George Kittle is just beyond reality at this point, and we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, Howard, DraftKings says, is wide receiver four this week. So if you drafted him in a mandatory tight end league, clearly you're playing him this week. From a running back perspective, honestly, neither team does anything for me. Just in the 5-4 o'clock Eastern time games alone, DraftKings, you've got to go down to the second 10 of running backs. And we're just talking about five teams here to even get to any Niner or Buccaneer running backs. Now, the one thing I would say is if you are somehow, I don't know how this would have happened. Let's say you invested in Melvin Gordon and you have one other running back, but not much else. So because you blew it on Melvin Gordon, you're desperate for someone who's going to get snaps. Peyton Barber will. All right? That's it. He will get snaps. That to me is his only is the only value of Peyton Barber, is that you know he will get snaps. There will be a splitting of time between Tevin Coleman and Matt Breida, and as someone who owned Tevin Coleman last year, when Freeman went out in Atlanta, I can tell you that Coleman is not a number one running back. Just like I told you, Jerick McKinnon was not a number one running back. I don't know what John Lynch is doing out there, but he's as bad scouting running backs as John Elway is scouting quarterbacks. Can't do it. I know Elway's track record is a lot longer and a lot worse. No San Francisco wide receivers to me are in play here. Nobody drafted Dante Pettis to play him this week. He's going to have to play his way into a flex role or a role on bye weeks for other wide receivers. Same with rookie Debo Samuel. Just not a lot going on the San Francisco side of the ball unless you buy into what I call the George Kittle insomnia in 2019. If you have any specific fantasy questions, you can always email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Every email is returned. You may not like the answer I give you, because if you don't listen to the podcast, I answer a lot of your questions before you ever ask them, especially the style of questions that I actually do answer. But you are always welcome to email me and start a dialogue with me and stay in touch with me throughout the year. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Please also feel free to follow me on Facebook. I'm Todd Wright, living in Tampa, Florida, or on Instagram at ToddWright2019. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Sorry, I didn't turn off my phone. That might be my friend Colin from Brandon Legal Group. They play in every golf tournament. Colin and I have played a lot of golf together in other charity tournaments around the Tampa Bay area. They are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Thanks for listening to this edition, the first of 16, one every week, Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Editions. And we'll talk to you next week with a fantasy exclusive breakdown of week 2 between the Bucks and the Panthers.